Welcome and happy Thanksgiving. I am one of your co-hosts, Corporal Kyra Pearl with the 3rd Armored Corps Public Affairs.
And I am Eric Franklin with the Fort Hood Garrison Public Affairs Office. And we have some guests. Can you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves?
I am Calvin Hall. I'm the Garrison Command Sergeant Major here at Fort Hood.
And I'm Chad Foster, the Garrison Commander. Great to be here with you today.
And you're tuning in to our holiday edition of Fort Hood's Great Big Podcast.
So, guys, can you start off by first thing that we have to figure out is what are some of the Thanksgiving things that you guys do every year in your households?
Traditions
or things?
Most definitely watching football games. So that's one of the traditions.
Georgia sucks.
and just getting the family together, enjoying a Thanksgiving meal.
And you guys, neither one of you guys are going out of town. You guys are going to both be here locally, right?
Yep. And, I don't have a lot of, to be honest with you, I don't have a lot of traditions.
Okay.
Other than just eating a meal. I mean, my wife and I and our son, we've moved around so much that I guess you kind of lose a little bit of that. So hopefully we'll establish some more.
Okay.
You know, in the years to come here. But mostly it's just about being together and then probably enjoying a little bit of football. I think that's probably the main thing. That we do together, but not a whole lot of things beyond that.
So you mentioned your wife. So who cuts the turkey in your household?
Well, you know, we're a bit non-traditional.
Okay.
Okay, and by that I mean that the turkey isn't always present for the meal. And because, you know, my favorite, you know, thing to eat on Thanksgiving is the Thanksgiving ham. Oh. There's nothing better than that. Yeah. You know, a nice honey glazed ham, maybe a little bit of brown sugar, something like that. You know, I don't think there's anything that really beats that. So if I'm at someone else's house or if I'm at a, you know, somewhere for a function, the first thing I go for is the ham.
Yeah.
I don't wait on anything else.
Yeah, because the ham's going to go away quick. And no matter where you go, ham will be the first thing that disappears. And what about you, Sergeant Major?
I think it's not Thanksgiving without a deep fried turkey. I'm just going to say that. And once you have a deep fried turkey, you don't go back to bake.
I don't think I've ever had a deep fried turkey.
It's amazing. And then I think if I had to have a second thing, it would be dressing with cranberry sauce. So.
Okay. See, told you there was no cranberry sauce, but there will be here. cranberry sauce later.
I always thought cranberry sauce is like the most overrated Thanksgiving thing.
I'm not a big fan of myself.
Yeah. Now, one thing, you know, we talked about traditions before. When I was a little kid, you know, my mom used to always make tapioca pudding on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that sounds good.
And, of course, I haven't had any tapioca pudding in a number of years.
Yeah.
I wish that I was having. So maybe that's one of those traditions we can restart, hopefully.
Well, I know one of our family's traditions is we like to decorate for Christmas, put up the tree and everything on Thanksgiving weekend. So I'm excited for that.
We've already started. The Christmas tree has been up since the day after, Halloween in the office. So. But for me, I think the only tradition that I've had is it's going to be a deep cut since 1993 is watch the Cowboys rest of their season goes downhill. That's been the biggest tradition that I've had for the last many years. We do good. We go up that hill. Then this time it's always downhill from here. So other than that, that's really it. And just find out whoever's cooking and go steal turkey and ham and whatever else I can get. Speaking of which, So, Major, you're going to be doing a deep fried turkey. Tell us some of the safety tips of how you stay safe and not burn your house down, like we see on all those videos, and that we're going to see probably Friday afternoon. Someone has burned their house down unintentionally. They didn't mean to do it, but they have those accidents with deep frying a turkey.
Well, first of all, just understand the weight of turkey that you have. Make sure that you don't overfill the peanut oil. Once you feel it, because, you know, if you're not thinking about that, once you put the turkey in, it'll make it overflow if you put too much peanut oil in. And make sure you're doing it outside, you know, not somewhere inside. So if the weather is bad, you probably just need to cancel it or think ahead and do it earlier. That's the things I would recommend with deep fried turkey.
And if you don't deep fry your turkey, but you bake it normally, just make sure that you're baking it during the hours where you're awake and able to check on the oven periodically.
And hopefully you've already have your turkey already defrosted, because if not, you will not be having turkey this evening.
No, you will not.
I made that mistake a few times.
And make sure you marinate your turkey.
Yes.
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 Seasoning, please.
Glistening. It needs to be glistening. Here's another food related question. How long are you eating leftovers?
You know, usually we try to like scale the amount that we make. And so therefore, you know, it doesn't last too long. You're only talking about a couple of days. So we're not, you know, 2 weeks later still munching on the same stuff, anything like that. But, you know, about two, maybe 3 days at the most.
Okay. And you saw Meiji?
I think I would say the same thing, about 2 to 3 days. And, you know, and I have to go and say, I know we talked about favorite food, but it's not Thanksgiving without dessert. So,
oh, yep. See?
And so for me, it's the sweet potato pie, not pumpkin pie.
Yeah, no, completely different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, not to be the Debbie Downer, but just so you know, for leftovers, be careful. Don't keep them too long. There's been a big food poisoning epidemic going on. My household just got over some food poisoning. So definitely be careful. Keep them for a few days like you're supposed to and then get rid of them.
So be careful about those food trucks. Maybe, I don't know. Nah, but all seriousness, there's some great food trucks around here.
Yes.
I've never had any problems with them. Thank goodness I've had no problems with food poisoning either. Hope to keep it that way. Hope to keep the streak alive this year. So,
well, speaking of safety, make sure you are staying safe out there for this long weekend.
And so, especially because I think it's supposed to be raining on Thanksgiving too. So make sure you're getting out there. And that's right, Black Friday is coming up, so everyone's going to be out shopping and spending money on randomness. You guys don't go do Black Friday, do you?
Oh, yes, I do. and not really in the traditional way of going out physically to a lot of places, but I might be visiting a guitar center.
Of course.
Or a few places like that, just so I can get some deals. You know, I'm always looking for new gear for my my guitars and stuff. So that's probably what I'll be doing for Black Friday.
And you, Sergeant Major, do you have any plan on shopping items that you want to get?
Yes. I love Black Friday. It's a way of getting ahead of Christmas. Whether that's in the stores or online, so they have so many different venues now. But, yeah, I love Black Friday.
I'm really glad Sergeant Major mentioned online because I am not one of those people who likes to go into those crazy stores on Friday. No, I prefer Cyber Monday, stay in the house, and get all the nice deals that are on my phone.
I was telling Sam, our other co-host, I only go on the Black Friday so I can get memory cards and SD cards and like memory sticks because they're super low. And you're like, oh, you can get a two gig memory card for like $10 or something silly. That may or may not be because I may have lost some of the cards that I have to give back to her. But that's neither here nor there. I just like going for the deals for the memory. So that's right. Christmas is coming up. And with Christmas, so true story, I got to ask this question. I've been asking everyone. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie for you guys?
Yes. I'm here for Speaking for Dayco. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Well, first of all, I think that question's absurd because everybody knows that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Even though it came out in the summertime.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's about the message of the film. It's about somewhat in the setting. So, I'm not really sure there's a better Christmas movie out there than Die Hard.
Yeah, I most definitely got to go with Die Hard. I think I can't remember the name of the movie, though. The one where the little boy shoots his eye.
Oh, A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story.
That's the most classic one. Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's it.
And so just one more real quick thing that I have for you, Sergeant Major. Are you a boiled? I know you're from Georgia, correct?
I am from Georgia. The only state that matters.
Well, No.
So you might have heard the gagging reflex engaging on that comment, but okay, we'll just let that one slide for now.
So, sir, we were talking about it. Are you a boiled peanuts fan?
Yes. And I actually like the spicy ones though. So
what
not
is a
just
boiled
regular
peanut.
Oh, what?
Never had what? No.
Oh, so this is, we're going to have to figure that, we're going to have to find, and see, like, I've had boiled peanuts in Texas, but they're not the same. I'm not a fan, I think it tastes like soggy peanuts to me, but they're good. Like, it's a weird texture, it's just like, how am I eating this? Why am I eating this? And I, like, when I was stationed out in Fort Stewart, we would always go out, there was a guy who lived out there, and he would be on the side of the road boiling peanuts, and we'd go out to his house, we're like, oh yeah, let's get some peanuts. And I was like, this does not seem like it's sanitary, like it's healthy, but it was good. It's just like, I think it's that initial texture thing that's like, what am I doing here? But they're good. I'll find some, or we'll find someone from Georgia who can make you some, and you can
okay.
Like, sir, So, you know, I know people, adults, are going to have adult beverages this weekend. If they do decide to partake in that, what would be your safety message for everyone this holiday weekend?
Let's do things responsibly. You know, Thanksgiving's about being home. So mm-hmm. just stay home. If you have to travel, you know, have a good plan so you can get from one place to the other, you know, safely and responsibly. Because there's no amount of celebrating that will ever be worth having an accident. You know, we need all of our soldiers, our family members, and just everybody out there to be safe, because we can't do it without you. We're supposed to be thankful for each other. And so there's a lot to be thankful for. Let's make sure we keep it that way.
Okay.
And then the only other thing I'd say is, you know, this time of year, it's a lot of times people are with their families, and some soldiers in the barracks may not have that opportunity. So if you haven't already, get with somebody else in your unit, a friend, an NCO, and make sure you're not spending this holiday alone.
Yeah, that's a great point. So all the leaders out there that are listening to this, that you got soldiers, you got somebody in your unit, they reach out for them, find out what they're doing, make sure they have something to do. Because like you said, there's no reason to be alone on this holiday. We should all be reaching out and inviting people into our homes if they need a place to go. Just to give them something additional to be thankful for.
Okay.
And I would just like to say, for those that are not going to be with their families that are serving our country, I wish that they have a joyous Thanksgiving and a safe return and God protection around them as they continue their journey and tour abroad.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. And now here is a special performance from First Cavs Band.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. Is glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a bosom that shoots in the wish your body again. Down to the top and we'll go for a walk. It's the hope of Janice and Jen. And Molly, Dad, and Harley, wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you'll sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon carol that you'll sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
How's everybody going this evening? I must be the only one in here. I said, how's everybody doing this evening? That's more like it. I'm having a very cavtastic evening on this evening, and I'm very grateful to be up here. I am a Staff Sergeant Kiari Moon, and behind me, I have the one, the only, Capri Rock. Now, if you know this next song that I'm about to sing, please feel free to join me, all right? I'm gonna get to know you better.
It's Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. It's Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, and we caroling through the
Do you see it?
Still doing pretty good this evening. That's what I'm talking about. Have y'all been enjoying yourself this evening? That's what I'm talking about. Ben, y'all feeling pretty good? All right, Ben's feeling pretty good. Well, the real question is, how many of y'all been good this Christmas? That's not many. That's not many. Ben, y'all been good? Oh, we got some work to do. But you know what? Song for you. Listen, here we go.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking.
Didn't you have an event at the beginning of the month that change your uniform.
Oh, yes, right, son, I got promoted.
Santa's watching, always watching.
Wow, this is amazing, guys. Oh, thank you, Santa.
That's one highly decorated soldier now.
Christmas tree.
I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
This Christmas, I won't even ask for snow. Well, I'm just gonna keep on waiting on to meet the mistletoe.
Podcast is a U.S. Army Garrison Fort Hood and Fort Hood Public Affairs production. The show's theme music is written and produced by Delicious All Stars. All our music is obtained through Filter by SongTrader. Have a question or want to share some insights with us? Email us at forthoodpao@gmail.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at USAG Fort Hood. And as always, be sure to leave a review and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.